Stepping outside your comfort zone is the way to thrive in retirement or any other time. Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. So, why step out of your comfort zone? Well, because it might feel safe, it might feel comfortable, but it becomes a trap. Without new experiences, we stop growing. And that can lead to boredom, stagnation, regrets. We don't want that. The real risk isn't failure. The real risk is staying the same and missing out on what could be. When you take on new challenges, you get new confidence because every time we push ourselves, we prove that we're capable of more. When we do that, opportunities open up that we otherwise wouldn't have seen, wouldn't have known, wouldn't have expected. Whether it's new friendships, a new purpose, a new adventure. They're all lying just outside our comfort zone. It's the difference between surviving and thriving. Going through the motions isn't living. Taking risks makes the life richer, more fulfilling. So, some simple ways to get out of your comfort zone. Try something new, a new hobby. A new class, a new social group. Say yes to an opportunity that comes your way that maybe the first thought is now, because maybe it scares you or just doesn't feel good. But say yes, you might be surprised. Travel somewhere unfamiliar, even if it's 10 minutes away, if you've never been. It's new to you. Have a meaningful conversation with someone new. Maybe there's somebody that you know just to say hi to. Well, maybe you can engage them a little more. And share yourself, your work, your thoughts, your ideas publicly somehow, maybe in a meeting. Or in a group where you usually stay quiet. You know, the biggest risk is not taking one. Imagine looking back years from now. Will you be more disappointed by the things you tried or the things you didn't? Everything I read is that at the end of our lives, people only regret what they didn't do. So, growth is not about being fearless. It's about facing the fear, acknowledging it, and moving forward anyway. So, I challenge you. What's one thing you could do this week? It feels just a little scary. Oh, at the most, or at the least, a little uncomfortable. Well, I hope you will thrive and have some laughter in your day. Thank you for being here, and I look forward to seeing you back here